What about Baton Rouge?
Louisiana.
Have you ever been to Louisiana?
No, I have never been to Louisiana. I wanted to go to the Mardi Gras down there. You know what I mean?
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Because Ms. all of her people came from a lot from the plantations there in Louisiana.
Oh, really?
Yes, her grandfather and grandmother had a big plantation down there. And she came from there, and she talked so much about Louisiana, New Orleans, Natchez, Mississippi. I've heard that name so many times, and I wanted to go so much. And she intended to go back before she died and take my oldest daughter. And she was just small. She was about 12 years old, but we didn't want her to ride, go away on a plane by herself. And she was going to take my daughter and go. And my daughter came down with the mumps the day before that story. But I didn't have a chance to go no more.
Oh, that's too bad. Have you ever heard of the Show Me State?
That's Missouri.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
That's been a saying for years. As long as I can remember, you have to show them.
You have to show me.
You have to show me. Missouri.
And Little Rock, that's the capital of what?
Arkansas.
Okay. And the Lone Star State? The big state with
the 10-gallon
hat.
Oh, that's Texas.
The yellow road.
Everything's bigger and better, they say. That's what I tell my daughter now. She's living down
that's
there working.
Right. Where is it that she lives?
She's in Houston, Texas.
How does she like it?
Oh, she likes it just fine.
Did you say she's getting ready to get married?
She's thinking about getting married. I told her she'd been roommates long. She never would live with a man. She's too soft in her ways.
What does she do out there?
She works for Kmart stores. She transferred from out here to Kmart stores. She was a hairdresser. She took training for a hairdresser in Gaines Presley here in Marietta, Cobb County. And she was a hairdresser before she went out there. But you know, they like starved to death. Since times is a little bit hard in the past few years. And so she went to work for Kmart stores. She's alive, Warren. She's got to be on the go and doing something.
So she likes it out there?
She likes it out there.
Are you going to go visit her?
No, unless it, something happens to her. I said, I don't like to, I'm not going to get on no plane. I'm afraid to get that high off the ground. I got to have one foot on the ground.
Well, does she ever come back very often?
Well, she hasn't been out there very long, and she's coming back when she gets her vacation. But if she was to ever get sick, I'd just forget about them planes and them high places and get on that plane and go see about her,
Have you ever been in a plane?
No, I've never rode on an airplane.
My
husband says that's the way to go, because when he flew the hump in China and all, he said that's the way to go. And my daughter, while she was in Virginia, she came home several times, and she wanted me to visit up there and come see her on a plane. I told her, I said, no, sirree, unless something gets wrong with you, I'm not getting on no plane.
I bet you'd like it. You ought to try it. You've been on trains and all.
Oh, yes, I've rode trains and buses. I don't even like to ride the escalators in these big department stores. No, I've got a swimmy head, and that's the reason why I always take the stairs.
The elevator.
The elevator.
Have you been in Atlanta lately, in the downtown Atlanta, and seen that big hotel down there? And that elevator that goes all the way up? I rode up there just to see it. It's like taking off in a plane. What about Tulsa? Do you know where Tulsa is?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. And Boston as well.
Boston, Massachusetts.
Right. And all those states that are up in that area, around there, around Maine and Connecticut, they have a name for all those states together. Do you know what that is?
That's a New England state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The biggest city in Maryland is what? I told you my brother lived there. I don't know if you remember.